Offside. Absolutnejšia väčšina. Albanska volilna komisija je objavila rezultate nedeljskih parlamentarnih volitev. Na njih je absolutno večino osvojila socialistična stranka premijeja Edija Rame, ki ima tako zagotovljen četrti zaporedni mandat na čelu vlade. Socialistična stranka je osvojila več kot 52 glasov, odstotkov glasov in z njimi 83 sedežev v 140 članskem parlamentu, kar je za 9 več kot v prejšnjem mandatu. Točno toliko poslancev je izgubila drugo uvrščena opozicijska demokratska stranka, ki je prejela nekaj manj kot 34% glasov. S tem ji je pripadlo 50 mest v parlamentu. Štirim manjšim strankam, ki so se prebile v parlament, je skupaj ostalo 7 poslanskih mest. To so bile prve parlamentarne volitve v Albaniji, na katerih je lahko po pošti glasovala diaspora. Poražena demokratska stranka je sedanjo in bodočo vladajočo socialistično stranko hitro obtožila kupovanja glasov in sporočila, da rezultatov ne priznava. Vodja opozicijskih demokratov Sali Beriša je napovedal protest proti rezultatom volitev. Tako imenovano kupovanje glasov oziroma pritiske na volivce opiše Besar Likmeta, urednik albanske izpostave novinarske mreže Birn.
What they mean by vote buying is not necessarily exchanging money for votes, but it means that the public administration in Albania is pressured to vote for the ruling Socialist Party. They are pressured also to offer a list of other voters who potentially could vote for the ruling Socialist Party. Or voters in general are offered services by the government, which they normally don't get during the last 4-year period when they were in power, in exchange for their vote. So it's some favor services, government services are exchanged for voting for the ruling Socialist Party. So there have been allegations all over the campaign about this kind of problems. There is enough evidence to suggest that this happens on a large scale, and the political machinery of the ruling Socialist Party is very effective in targeting voters in this manner. And this was also part of the report that was compiled, the interim report by the International Observers Mission from ODHR and OSCE, which said that the campaign was not equal in terms of, because the state resources were used basically in favor of the ruling party, but also the media coverage only centered on the two big parties, and the other alternatives, the new political parties, got very little coverage in the media.
Erjon Tase, direktor Akademije za politične študije v Albaniji, meni, da dobrega rezultata ne gre pripisati zgolj na ta način kupljenim glasovom.
When it comes to vote buying, the number of votes for the Socialist Party, it's too big to be only dependent on the vote buying. There are cases then maybe voters were making pictures of their votes, and there are denunciations, but these are not so much cases that can produce these big results. In my opinion, one of the biggest or why people are going to vote the majorans is because they expect to have back something, then to buy with small amount of money. This is not the case. Maybe there are some candidates, some businessmen who were candidates in the remote areas that can promise to the people to buy their vote. But in this case, we are facing the party who is powerful politically, but also economically. And most of the people are more pragmatic to vote the power who will be again in power. This is This is maybe something that we should change in the next elections, because for sure it's not easy to have a rotation or to have hope for new movements, political movements, if the same government will continue to be for the fourth mandate or for the fifth mandate maybe.
Po reformi volilne zakonodaje julija lani lahko na parlamentarnih volitvah po pošti glasujejo tudi albanski državljani iz diaspore. Večina diaspore je, kot poročali kmeta, glasovala za stranko aktualnega premijeja.
It appears that the diaspora has voted in favor of the ruling socialists overwhelmingly. This has displeased the opposition parties, particularly the main opposition party. But I think it reflects all the resources that the socialists put in Canvas and the diaspora vote. Not only they were asking, pressuring people from the, you know, the work for the state and other and their members to supply voters from the diaspora, to convince voters from the diaspora to vote for them, but they spent a huge amount of money traveling in places where Albanians still having events, throwing concerts of the kind, and also their control of the media is very important to convince the diaspora, because the message that the image that the diaspora gets of Albania is something which is it's constructed by the media, which is mostly reflects the control that the ruling socialist party has. So it might be a bit sugar-coated to what goes in the country.
Več albanskih državljanov v Grčiji se je kljub poročilom o danih glasovih iz Grčije pritožilo, da glasovnic niso prejeli. Opozicija se je tako nad volilno goljufijo pritožila tudi glede glasovanja. Z albanske pošte so sporočili, da imajo podpise od danih glasovnih volivcev iz Grčije, vendar je volilna komisija nazadnje odločila, da okrog 53 tisoč glasovnic iz Grčije začasno ne bo upoštevala.
It was contested the results in Greece because the DHL post was not able to send the envelopes to each personally to each of the voters. In some islands or in some part of the Greece, the service was outsourced to other postal service. In some other regions of Greece, because most of Albanians are immigrants in Greece. This is one of the reasons why Greece is so different. Another reason was because the envelopes was not arriving in time. And so the people were invited to go to fulfill the votes personally in their postal offices, not taking the envelopes in their home, in their address. Another denunciation was, for example, that someone was trying to collect the envelopes to the other neighbors in order not to be late for submitting the votes to Albania. And this was why the Democratic Party, the opposition, contested the votes arrived from Greece, and the CEC, the Central Electoral Commission, decided at the beginning not to count, but just to conserve these votes. And now it was another appeal that considered this decision not right, and for sure will continue to have a legal discussion about considering these votes. Are they to be considered legal or not?
Po poročilu Organizacije za varnost in sodelovanje v Evropi je Rami na volitvah pomagalo tudi njegovi stranki naklonjeno medijsko pokrivanje kampanje. Pristransko namenjanje medijske pozornosti dvema največjima strankama, predvsem vladni stranki, je po Likmetovem mnenju doprineslo k slabemu rezultatu ostalih strank.
The media only covers the two leading candidates and ignores all the others. The rest of them have to pay. The media offers them unlimited coverage to the main ruling candidates, giving them hundreds of hours of live transmissions of their political events, but don't offer any spots or interviews or coverage to the other candidates, particularly to emerging parties, compared to these two parties that have been gaining control of Albanian politics in the last 30 years. So it is difficult for other parties to gain access to the media, because they otherwise they have to pay, and it's considered, most media considers coverage as advertisement. Even these two main political parties, it's not actual media coverage, because it is prepackaged materials produced by the PR machinery, which are sent to the TV stations. The TV stations air them as news. So the voters don't get a fair view of what's going on during the campaign. They only get advertisement camouflaged as news.
Na kakšen način je vladajoča stranka vplivala na medijsko pokrivanje kampanje, predstavi Tase.
The media in Albania, it's mostly dependent on the advertisement, but for sure more on the editorial line is decided by the ownership. And the owners of the media, of the biggest media, televisions, are businessmen who are investing or are requesting license permissions from the government, and most of the media for sure are not interested to be critical to the government, because they are going to the owners can lose the possibility to have these permissions or licenses or other favors. And this is the reason why there is a concern of freedom of media, or the possibility of media to report and to be able to investigate what happens.
V Albaniji sta se na oblasti od leta 1991 menjavili prej omenjeni rivalski stranki, Demokratska stranka in Socialistična stranka. Slednja je pravna naslednica Delavske stranke Albanije, ki jo je ustanovil in vodil Enver Hoxha. Od leta 2005 pa jo vodi Edi Rama. Desničarska Demokratska stranka je zmagala na prvih treh parlamentarnih volitvah od leta 1991 in nato še na dveh zaporednih volitvah leta 2005 in 2009. Od parlamentarnih volitev leta 2013 pa je vodenje prevzela Socialistična stranka. Pod vodstvom Rame stranka ideološko sledi tako imenovani politiki tretje poti po zgledu britanskih laboristov in si prizadeva za pridružitev Albanije Evropski uniji, kar je sicer skupni cilj obeh glavnih strank. Razlike med strankama predstavi Likmeta.
As the name suggests, the Socialist Party is center-left party, which emerged from the former communists, and they changed like in 1991, and Albania emerged from the communist regime. And they've been in power in Albania for the last decade, since 2013, or more than 12 years, more than a decade right now. And the Democratic Party is a center-right Democratic Party. They were the first party to emerge after communism as the opposition big party, and the difference between them are, ideologically not very large. I mean, they tend to support the country's EU accession. They tend to support, they supported very much the accession of Albania into NATO. They are pro-European and pro-Western, mostly in terms of the differences stem mostly in terms of economic politics, but also identity politics, because understandably historically they perceive themselves as being on the opposite stance during the communist regime, the ones that were a little bit treated better by the regime, and the ones that among voter base, and the ones that in a sense were more persecuted.
Prejšnji mandat so zaznamovale korupcijske afere, tako vladajoče kot opozicijske stranke. Februarja je policija zaradi suma korupcije in pranja denarja pri gradbenih poslih v prestolnici aretirala župana Tirane Erjona Velijaja iz Socialistične stranke. Salih Berisha, voditelj opozicije, je bil od predlanskega do lanskega decembra lani v hišnem priporu zaradi suma zlorabe položaja pri privatizaciji športnih objektov v korist svoje družine. Več o aferah obeh strank razloži Likmeta.
He was under house arrest. He's currently on trial on corruption charges. So Albania's ruling political elite is wholesomely corrupt from all sides. So there is very little difference between the two main political parties in terms of corruption. You have the former, so you have from the current government, the deputy prime minister is on the run for corruption and money laundering. The mayor of the capital is arrested. The former minister of environment is convicted. You have the former minister of health also arrested and on trial. From the opposition side, the former president is currently under, he's under arrest, he's going on trial for corruption, money laundering. The opposition leader, the Cecily Borisov, the leader of the Democratic Party, he was under a house arrest for almost a year, and he's been indicted together with his son-in-law for corruption. So, the problem is that the whole elite is corrupt, and it has taken a bit the shine of the ruling party, but they're very effective with this political machinery. If pressuring voters or using a system of give and take with the voters to influence the vote. Understandably, you'd expect that this would have hurt, particularly the corruption case of the ruling government currently right now, which is going for a fourth mandate, would have hurt them. But it appears that also the other opposition leaders don't inspire much in that direction.
Bolj kot vladajočo stranko so korupcijski škandali na volitvah prizadeli opozicijo. Hišni pripor voditelja je v stranki pripeljal do nasprotovanja njegovemu vodilnemu položaju. Demokratska stranka je tako razpadla na več frakcij. Dodatno šibkost največje opozicijske stranke na nedeljskih volitvah pojasni Tase.
When it comes to the opposition, the Democratic Party during this election, the party was very weak due to the story, historical background. Mr. Berisha was getting out from the leading of the party in 2013. He was promising to give an hope to the new leaders, to Mr. Lulzim Basha, but last 2 years he jumped again to came in the leading of the party, and during these 2 years he was under investigation by the special prosecutors, anti-corruption prosecutors, and being 1 year in domiciliary arrest. The party was divided in this during these elections. The party was divided in three, four new movements. So the opposition was weaker.
Protesti proti rezultatom volitev, ki jih je demokratska stranka sicer organizirala po vsakem porazu, so tokrat tako namenjeni predvsem Beriševemu ohranjanju položaja znotraj stranke, ocenjuje Likmeta.
They've done this after also the last three elections where the results didn't please them. There's been problems with the elections. There is a problem with the machinery, the political machinery used by the ruling party. But the difference is so wide and it's been growing between the two, the ruling party, the socialists and the Democrats. And it's not only the fault of the political machinery. I mean, they've been losing ground to new parties also, and this is the reaction, not recognizing the election results. It's for Berisha to keep a hold on the leadership of his own party, so he doesn't lose to rivals and he doesn't have to answer to questions from his own ranks.
Rezultat nedeljskih parlamentarnih volitev v Albaniji je poleg tega, da je poglobil notranjo krizo v največji opozicijski stranki, pokazal utrjenost socialistične stranke na oblasti. Da pa bi premier Edi Rama podrl rekord Enverja Hoxhe, bo moral poleg dokončanja mandata zmagati še na naslednjih 7 volitvah. Offside je pripravil Matej.